Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Again, same old place, but always different. Always the same, always different. That's what I say about the moon underwater. And I've noticed the bluebells are out, Robin.
Tinkling. Yes.
Yeah. Lovely. Massive bluebells.
Yeah. They are actual bells.
Yeah. Hanging from every awning in the street. It's something that the townsfolk here do to encourage the onset of spring. And I for one, am 100% behind it. Oh, he's grabbed himself a canister from the banister, I see.
Oh, yes, just a bit.
And I won't slap his wrist for popping behind the bar, because those are the sorts of perks and benefits that the regulars have here.
Cans of cider in a pub, that felt like a very Bristol thing, didn't it? Do you remember? Cans that sell natch.
Cans that sell natch.
Sorry, pubs that sell cans of natch.
Imagine cans selling cans.
Yeah.
The can man can,
yeah. Pubs that sell natch. There's always a bit of an edge to them.
Yeah, there's something pretty unique about, I'm going to say this is perhaps the truest Bristol pub experience, is sitting on a picnic table with a couple of roll-up cigarettes on the go. Cans of natch piling up.
Yeah.
And the odd smell of an exotic cigarette floating from who knows where, but we won't look into it too far, and just do hope the pub doesn't lose its license. Yeah, because they're good people and they work hard. And that would be a real shame.
It's tacitly condoned in some places, I believe.
Well, blind eyes. But I tell you who doesn't have a blind eye. Her Majesty's prisons.
Yeah. In the land of the blind.
The one-eyed man is king.
Yep.
In the land of the one-eyed men? Who's king then?
Two-eyed men.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So, Robin, aside from the cans selling cans, the inches of inches, where have you been this merry week, and what pubs have stood in your way?
Pub-wise, I have been to the Smuggler's Tavern in Warren Street, which is a very nice establishment. Have you ever been there?
I don't think I've ever even heard of it, but Warren Street is on sort of one of my walks.
It's really nice. It's quite hidden away. It's quite expensive because of where it is, but it is a really good pub.
What were you packing in there?
Paul Anna. Always nice.
Dear Paul Anna, indeed. And how was Paul?
Very good, yeah. And Anna?
Well, always bringing up the rear.
And yes, I'm now going to a new pub that I've never been to before called the Wrestlers in Highgate. That's a good name for a pub, isn't it?
That's great. When are you going there?
Tomorrow.
Oh, lovely. What's the l'occasion?
I can't say. It's actually quite exciting, but I just don't want to say. I might jinx it.
What, you're going on a date?
No. Just a new project, an exciting project.
Ah, a project that begins in a pub. All the best laid plans of mice and men begin pubward.
Yes, yeah. So that's looking forward to that. How about you? Any good pubs been in the horizon?
No pubs in the horizon, but I did go to two sort of bars. I went to the Retro Bar, which is just off the Strand for Suze Kempner's birthday.
Oh, nice.
It's such a great pub. It's got the, so we were upstairs in this very nice bar that was just plastered with sort of black and white photos of your Lou Reed's, your Patti Smith's.
I bet it wasn't the only thing that was plastered.
I got there quite early in the evening, so no one was particularly ham-fisted yet. but it was really nice vibe. And then downstairs, I think it's like it's a sort of LGBTQ plus place. So very, very inclusive vibe. But apparently, and this absolutely blows my mind, transphobes have been booking out the space sort of under pseudonyms or anonymously, and then sort of either not turning up or just sitting there and not buying anything.
Bloody hell.
Which is just the absolute worst.
Yeah.
So Suze had made a point of booking it out to give them some much-needed business, but it was very busy. It was really, really great little... It's on a side street just between... I think it's called John Adams Street or something, and the Strand. But I'd thoroughly recommend it for a bit of an off-the-beaten-path pub, even though, you know, it's right in the centre of London, but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on to a big party that was held by a comedy agency right in the heart of Soho on Wardour Street, which was in this vast sort of nightclub entertaining palladium. And that was quite cool. But I wasn't drinking, so I had Ghost Ship 0.5 in the Retro Bar, which was lovely.
I like Ghost Ship, yeah.
And just sort of DCs and a mocktail in the other place.
What's a DC?
A Diet Coke.
Oh, right.
And I have to say, because those sorts of like party type places often, because it was a free bar, they go for they sort of want to make it very, very simple. So it's not like everyone's, so it was basically just Peroni. It was bottles of Peroni or cocktails or wine. I think if you'd asked, you might have been able to get a can of like pale ale or something, but there were just big buckets of Peroni being sort of handed around and Prosecco and stuff. But because I wasn't drinking, that didn't stress me out. Whereas I think if I'd been drinking, my first thought would have been, what drinks have they got?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's just bottles of Peroni. I don't like Peroni. What am I going to do? And then the anxiety would have like taken hold.
Yeah. It's part of the anxiety is to do with choice then.
Yeah, and control, I think. Sort of drinking in the way you want to drink and not being able to adapt.
But I imagine being stone cold sober at one of those kind of industry type events must be a bit of a challenge in itself, not just because of the drinks available.
I think for me it's more of a challenge to be there drinking. Because it's like four or five deep at the bar. Again, you know, I've got to factor in Peroni stress. I'm not worrying about when I ate or when we're going to eat or how late we're going to drink or all of that stuff. I would have constantly had an eye on the bar had I been drinking, waiting for a gap, an opening, trying to find the member of bar staff that was willing to give me, you know, a can of pale ale or whatever. So all those like calculations going on in your head and they've just sort of gone.
Yeah.
But I do think it is is perhaps more a facet of the non-lager drinker. When people just sort of think, oh, we need some beer, let's just get Stella. Everyone likes Stella. And you're like, but you don't want to be a pain to go, actually, do you have any Guinness?
I imagine those things, because my friend was at that event as well, and he said there was a lot of shoulder surfing, as in people looking over your shoulder to see if there's someone more important to talk to behind you and stuff. But I imagine those kind of events, you always think that you kind of feel special for being included, but you kind of always feel like there's someone slightly more special you haven't quite been invited to yet. Is it that kind of a vibe, or was it?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think that I would think probably a lot of the shoulder surfing was people trying to find where their friends had gone, because it was quite easy to get lost.
Right.
Because it was such a huge place. I almost can't believe it exists.
Yeah.
So you're like, I was there with four or five friends, and if you lose track of them, it could be half an hour before you find them again.
Did you dance, John?
I didn't dance, no. Mm. Nor did I really fully commit to the fancy dress, which I regret.
What was the fancy dress theme?
Studio 54 / New York chic.
I can imagine you could do a bit of New York chic.
I sort of did, but in, you know, someone wearing black jeans and a white T-shirt walking in New York, which would happen, but I just don't think there was much chic about it.
Yeah, you're a very chic man.
I guess. I should have worn my Freddie Mercury jacket.
Well, the yellow one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose he would have gone to Studio 54, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that was my big error. Because some people had really gone to town. There were people there in full drag. There were people there with sort of like really cool makeup and hairstyling and hats.
Mm.
Some people with their tops off painted gold, that kind of vibe.
They painted their tops gold?
Yeah, they painted their tops gold.
And then took them off. Seems a bit wasteful.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I did hear the clop of the Mistman's hooves.
Yes.
And then there was, I have to say, a rather sort of agricultural sigh on your behalf.
Agricultural?
Yeah.
A kind of... Yeah, sort of echoing...
It was like that.
Echoing across the misty field.
Yeah, very much so, with the smell of manure in your nase.
Yeah, had some great mist in this week. Thanks for writing in. I'll start with a great one I got on Instagram, actually, from Carl. And this relates to this week's episode with Joe Wilkinson.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Sorry, that's an Alan Partridge reference.
Yeah. He says, Robin, I'm afraid this is very boring. It isn't boring, Carl, but I know you like lager, so here goes. On the Joe Wilkinson pod, you mentioned that Madry is all marketing and as fake as Peroni and the like, but I think you're wrong and also right. This is good. I like this attention to nuance here.
That's a nice place to be.
Yeah. So he says, if you're in Spain and you see Madry, there's a good chance it will be Madry Pilsner, brewed by a craft brewery called La Sagra. Like many macro breweries, Molson Coors have started purchasing craft breweries, one of which includes La Sagra. Madry Excepcional, which is what we get over here, has built as a collaboration between La Sagra and Molson Coors. This is the beer that's been created for the international market to tap into that faux, swanky, foreign niche. And whilst it's definitely another chapter in the brewed under license fiasco, and that what we get here is a totally different beer to the native land, it's arguably got more provenance than a lot of the other beers kicking about. I've still not gotten over San Miguel. Cheers. So that's interesting, because what he's saying is it's not quite that it's fake. It's kind of been bought out, but it still has a relation to the original thing that it was bought out from.
Yeah, if only one were to be able to sort of be a fly on the wall of that collaboration, because it could be as much as signing a form to say, yeah, we'll allow you to say we collaborated on this. Or, to be fair, it could be, you know, in-depth discussions and tastings and sort of vibe exchanges.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah, there is the kind of sellout kind of thing going on as well. But, you know, I don't know. It's complicated. But we recently interviewed Henry Jeffries for the Moon Underwater, who's written a brilliant book, Empire of Booze. And that's full of stories about kind of, you know, wines being mixed with other wines, whiskies being blended with other whiskies, and kind of that kind of whole thing of like what's sold isn't quite what you think it is. That's been going on for centuries. You know?
Yeah, and also some of our most sort of hallowed and respected traditional British brands, they're just the results of hostile takeovers or sort of opportune marketing sort of moves and stuff like that. But I have to say, Robin, the Brewed Under license fiasco, how many chapters is it running to now?
It's running into very, very many, over
very
99.
Many chapters.
Yeah. We've got some more mist in here. Thanks for writing in, as ever. It's john@moonunderpod.com. We've got one here from Sean Roach with the subject Dappled Winter Sun. Hi, John. Went from Barnsley via Edinburgh to New York for my 50th birthday. Talking to a New York chic. My wife indulged me by accompanying me to the Dagda as part of the trip.
Le Dagda.
It was 3:30 last Thursday and almost horizontal light was flooding in from outside. I think Robin once used the phrase dappled as F in a previous episode. Oh, I hope I did. That's good. And he says, I met a guy from South Africa who was tending the bar who spoke really well of you. I only mention the New York bit, as despite the Dagda not being her thing, she immediately got the same vibe. This is his wife. She immediately got the same vibe from the ceiling of the Peter McManus in New York City. Two telephone booths and what looked like original tills fitted here, but it was the ceiling that reminded her of the Dagda. He had a Guinness and a Laphroaig for $26 and a minimum 18% tip. And he's sent a picture of the Dagda and the Paul McManus. And I've been... Sorry, the Peter McManus. And I've been to the Peter McManus
in New York. What is it?
It's a pub in... I believe it's in Chelsea. Because I remember I went there and I called it the Alan McManus. After that snooker player.
Angles Alan McManus.
Yeah, Angles Alan. But that's great. So yeah, he's Sean's attached some photos there which show off the similarity. So we'll have to post them somewhere.
Sean, thank you so much for your email. Thank you for your words.
Yeah.
Just want to skip back to the bit where you said that the Dagda was not your wife's vibe.
It's not, you know, it doesn't have to be everyone's vibe, does it?
Well, surely it's got to be a vibe that I just don't understand how it couldn't be a part of a vibe. Maybe it was part of a vibe, but not her vibe.
Sure. I mean, not everyone has to like it. I mean, we love it, you know. Mm. Horses for courses.
Yeah, we'll agree to differ.
Yeah. Another nice mist in here from Joe Rendell with the subject The Fall and Rise of the Stubby.
Ah.
To John and... Yeah, this is good. To John and Robin, the Moon Underwater continues to provide comfort in an increasingly uncertain world. And for that, us patrons and the Juliet Charlie Foxtrot Bravo Novembers, that's the Johnny Come Fly by Nightlies.
Yes.
It's good. Owe you both an eternal debt of thanks. I write to you with a tale of the worst of times and the best of times. We all hanker for a time when the stubby was not only revered, but readily available. Sadly, time's deformed hand has tightened its grip. has tightened its grip, and a once famous state now sits in ruin. Lovely phrase. Beer deluxe in a 440ml can is not, as we know only too well, beer deluxe. If my email were to end here, it would certainly be cause for woe, but there is hope on the horizon. We love stubbies. We love French cider. I don't know if he's doing this in the royal we, but I do like it. Behold in all its glory a creation which is more than the sum of both its parts. I found in a local branch of Waitrose over the festive period, and it made my soul sing with joy. Galipette French cider.
Knew he was going to say Galipette.
Yeah, not only delicious, but it's solely available in those iconic 250ml bottles. It does not come cheaply, but salvation never does. Thank you again, and all hail Joe. And he sent a picture of Galipette. That looks absolutely delicious.
Well, Rob, you've watched me drink Galipette.
I've watched you drink it.
Yeah, when we went to the, is it the Seven Tons in Bristol just by Hotwells?
Three Tons,
that's right. I had Galipette and I had something approaching a religious experience.
Mm. Was it, did you have it in a bottle?
Yeah, I poured into a glass.
Yeah.
I then searched around high and low, which included but wasn't limited to going to the three nearest Waitroses to me and finding it unavailable at all of them, setting up an Ocado account to get it delivered, Ocado wow. not having it. But I mean, I can't recommend it enough. However, I do need to pull Joe up on it ever so slightly because they're not 250ml stubby bottles, they're 330ml.
Oh, yeah, actually, in the photo, you can see it says 330.
So they're not... I mean, they are stubby size, stubby no, shaped.
He says it's the icon. I think he's referring to the shape, certainly iconic.
Oh, iconic shape, no yeah. doubt. Yeah, and, it, yeah, you yeah. know, a halfway house is still a house.
Yeah, absolutely right.
When you're dying of thirst.
Yeah, and you're Galipette.
Afraid that your dreams long beyond the horizon of this world.
Yeah.
However, it isn't 250, it is 330. Mm. But superb email. Thank you, Joe.
And, yeah, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, big fan of Galipette. I think they've got three different types. Well, actually, they do a non-alcoholic one.
Ah.
They do a 0.5. They do an organic. They do a 5.5 and a 4.5, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm. That's it for the mist. But, John, we've got some news about the changes in the week in pubs.
Yes, well, as everyone who listens to this podcast know, the correct realm does shift. It does change its sen. It wears new robes. It discards tattered rags. And it breathes new life into old fruits. Basically, what's happening is the week in pubs is moving from the week in pubs to become the month in pubs to be able to give it a bit more of a bumper-packed feel to allow slightly more in-depth disc. Hashtag more mist. And what that will mean is that it'll be one episode that'll be slightly longer, sort of more like a sort of traditional Moon Underwater episode, your 35 to 40 mins. And we'll be able to sort of start more in-depth discussions about the things that you send in. So keep emailing us, john@moonunderpod.com, for all your public queries and facts, insights and experiences. And the episodes will be released, I believe, at the start of each month, but don't quote me on that.
Change is good.
Change is good. Ringing the changes, the blue bells of the correct realm, ringing the changes. So we thank you so much for your correspondence, for your patronage and your time. And Robin and I got time to wrestle with a few demons here at the bar. But for now, it's bye-bye.
Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.